Not long ago, a friend of mine took me out to an airplane hangar to see his helicopter. He doesn't own it. He just flies it for a major corporation. It was beautiful, a recent model with all the latest features. I was amazed at all the gauges and dials and buttons that were part of the instrument panel. Half-jokingly, I asked if he needed all those things. Were they all necessary to help him fly the helicopter? Yes, he said, I need them all. One was a gauge that helped him keep the thing right side up. Another told him how fast he was going. Another not only told him how much fuel he had, but how much he would need to get to his destination. And as I looked at all those electronic gadgets, I was reminded of an important spiritual truth. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 lists the fruit the Holy Spirit produces in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. 8 very important character traits. And none of them should be left out. It would be difficult, wouldn't it, to decide which fruit of the Spirit we could do without. Just as a helicopter pilot needs all the gauges on the instrument panel, so you and I need all the fruit of the Spirit. But suppose you had a gauge for each of these 8 character traits, a gauge for love, another for joy, peace, and so on. Which of your gauges would be the strongest, and which fruits would be weaker? As I look at my own Christian life, and that of Christians in general today, I'd have to conclude that the fruit of joy needs strengthening. One of the problems might be that Christians today do not know the difference between joy and fun. Joy demonstrates our faith in God and tells us all things work together for good. Christian, every one of the fruits of the Spirit is important. We need them all in our walk and witness for Christ. In society today, we evaluate almost everything on whether it is fun. Younger people especially. How was your weekend? Fun. How was the church retreat? Fun. How was the Bible study? Fun. But fun is impossible when circumstances are against you. When illness strikes, it is not fun. But joy is another matter. Paul wrote in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say, rejoice. Always. Life may not always be fun, but it can always be joyful. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.